Hello.
Hi, Gina. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
So I was following up.
I've been waiting
for
someone to call me.
Yeah. That's why I'm following up with you. You were calling about the placement?
I'm calling because I'm paying $150 a month. I'm getting notifications that the payment is due.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to give me a free month because for 2 months I paid and there was no ads running because of the miscommunication that
mm-hmm.
they did from the Mawa one. And now when I try to Google myself, I can't even find myself on Google. I'm not at no top of the page. There's only one of my kids told me that they did see me, and there's only one photo there when I send in multiple photos. No website was created. So I want to know, what am I paying $150 for? Because my daughter, my daughters, my daughter-in-law, they don't pay anything, and their Google is a hundred times better than my Google, and theirs is free. They did it themselves. So what are you guys doing for me for this $150 a month? Because I'm not on the top of a page. You guys are not cheap doing anything to my Google. You's put me one photo up there. So I want to know, what am I paying $150 a month for?
Of course, of course. So, and thank you so much for explaining that all to me. So in order to get a business on the first page of Google, it takes hundreds of hours of programming.
That's not true. My daughter-in-law got here the same time I did, and she's way on top of the page, and I can't even be found. And she did it for free. She did it for herself. And she's in Yelp. She's in Google. She's on some other site. She's on Series. Find a psychic near me. What
mm-hmm.
what did you guys do for me? You put me an ad up that I can't even find myself with one photo.
So in addition to that, we've done the website, psychicvisionoftx.com. That's your website. I'll send it to you in a link so that you can see it. There's an orange banner at the top of the site right now, Gina, that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. But keep in mind that that is the website that we built for you. So once, you know, we get this payment issue resolved, that orange banner comes down off, you know, within.
Oh, so now you even put an orange banner on my Google account.
No, that's on your website, not on the Google account. So it's just on the website that we built you. It's just supposed to be a friendly reminder, like I said, to let you know that the payment's not going through. But are the pictures on the site the ones that you sent us? Because I can see that there's some pictures in the expert services section.
How many pictures is there?
Let's see. I'm actually just going to go to your dashboard and see how many pictures are showing on there. It's probably easier because the website's like a slideshow. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 including the cover photo, which is the love specialist, soulmate, twin flame, reuniting call. It has the heart around it. Yeah, so that's all up and running
and
on your
what's
website.
What's the name of the site?
It is, I just texted it to you. It is, let me go back and see. PsychicVisionsOfTX.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Google, so, what am I in Google?
It's under the same thing. It's under Psychic Sugarland, Texas. That's the main category, but you're coming up under the keywords under it. But I want to ask you one thing, Gina, because I understand that when you first started working with us, this was under Psychic of Mawa, but then you changed it to Sugarland. Is that correct?
Right, because I moved.
Okay. Okay. The only thing I'm asking you that for is sometimes with Google, that will throw up a red flag if you have a Texas address but then a New Jersey phone number. So what I would recommend is we could put a call tracking number on here for you, meaning we could purchase a number that has the area code for Sugarland, Texas, and then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And my objective in doing that is to make sure that everything is consistent with Google and that all of your, you know, everything matches. And then it also will help you with eliminating a certain number of spam calls because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there. So you know how when you get a spam call, usually they're computer generated. So when those types of calls come to you, it'll say, hey, if you're a new client, press 1. If you're an existing client, press 2. Both options would ring over to you. But if it's a, you know, computer-generated spam call, those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. In addition to that, you can track the results that you're getting with the program because I can see that since we made the switch, your company had been found on the first page of Google 38 times, and you had 12 Google actions, including 7 clicks to your site and 5 clicks to call you from the first page.
Nobody ever called.
Well, you have to understand that if somebody sees you and
what
they're
doing... What phone number do you have on there?
We have this one. That's the 201-478-3832. And that's what I'm saying is we might be better off purchasing a 346 area code number.
No, I gave them my other number, the 201-675-7878 number.
Let me look again and see if that's on the site. I didn't see that number, but let's see here. Oh, yeah, I see that on the website, 201-675-7878. So they did update it on your account. They just didn't put it in the notes. So let me put it on here. So I'll put client calls to go through. But see, isn't 201 a New Jersey area code, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so that could be throwing up a red flag with Google. Google looks at something called name, address, phone number, and anything that's inconsistent, it will hurt your ranking. So if you have a Sugarland, Texas address and a Sugarland, Texas website, you know, because it says a psychic of Texas or TX.com, and then you have a New Jersey phone number, that might be hurting you. So you absolutely can still use the 7878 number for a client calls to go to. It's just that we would purchase the Sugarland area code and get a tracking number on there so that as far as Google's concerned, everything looks like it's consistent with the Texas area.
Okay, and they don't even have an address on there because I just opened up my business
mm-hmm.
and my address to my office is not even on there.
Oh, I see. What is the office address?
Oh, hold on.
I'll update it just so that we have it.
Uh, 11-929 University Boulevard, Sugarland, Suite 2F.
Gonna read it all back to you just so I have it. So you said 11929 University Boulevard, Suite 2F. Sugarland, Texas, 77479?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll get that new tracking number on here for you, but you do prefer the call still to come to the 7878 phone number, but just we'll have it displayed with the local number. Does that sound good?
Yeah. And Celeste said that I was supposed to be credited a free month, so I don't understand why they're asking for payment.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So you paid for April and May. June 25th was your service credit. That was your free month. So the next payment was due was July 25th, which is this one that they notified you about, was the one that's the July 25th payment.
Okay. Well, I'll call Friday and make that payment.
Yeah, that's no problem. You can have a little bit of time to do that. And then who is David? Is he still involved in the company?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so, because his name was in the billing, so I didn't know if that was an old information or if that was okay to leave it there. Okay, I'll just leave his name in the billing then, and then you and I can talk more on Friday, but for now we'll get that call tracking number back up on here and, you know, make a couple of
revisions. And it'll be an 832 number?
Is that the best area code for sure? I was going to research it right now. 832, okay, so I'll put we're getting an 832. Okay, thank you for that. That saves me a little bit of research. 832 area code number. Okay, you got it. So if my team calls out to you to finalize getting the call tracking number, they'll reach out to you within the next couple of days, and then I'll follow back up with you on Friday regarding payment, okay?
Okay, and the 832, is it going to go to the 675-7878 or the 478-3832?
I was going to use the 7878 because I thought you preferred that, but you could do either way. I could indicate that now.
No, do the 7878.
Perfect. Okay, you got it. 201-675-7878. Okay, and then it's okay to still leave David's name on here for the email.
Yeah.
David
Mawat. Celeste didn't do anything for the Yelp. She said that she was going to also put me in Yelp. I'm not in Yelp.
Let me look. I looked on Yelp earlier, and I saw 2 Yelp listings, but one said you were closed, and then the other one was like a duplicate, but I didn't open the duplicate to see. But
the closed one is the New Jersey one.
Yeah, because you should be closed. What made you move from New Jersey to Sugar Land, and do you like it better there, hopefully?
Yes, I moved here because of my grandchildren,
Oh, because of what?
I have grandchildren here, and they're getting ready to go to college, so I wanted to spend some time with them before they go to college.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really neat. I love that. So then that was a successful move all around, right?
Yeah, it was.
100%. That's so cool. Okay, well, you know what? I can't see from this if anything has been done to the Yelp listing, but if not, I'm going to have them update it to this new address that you just gave me, which was the one in Sugar Land, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gina, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too, bye.
Yeah, thank you, bye.